The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know I love my exercise, Chris.
I know you do.
Hit the gym pretty much every single day.
Yeah.
If I'm not at the gym, I'm usually doing a lap of the lake.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah. You know me on the flip side, always trying to find ways to get out of exercise.
Yes.
Ways to replace exercise with things that don't seem like exercise, but according to science, have the same effects as exercise.
Well, you're going to love this. Apparently, watching a scary movie for 90 minutes will burn the equivalent of the same amount of calories you would in a 30-minute workout.
How good is that? I mean, obviously, you don't want to be chugging down popcorn and Coke while you watch the horror movie because that's going to undo any good benefits of this workout, but I do enjoy that.
You know, a lot of people cop flack for wearing active wear everywhere. Like I do on the weekends, and Glenn will say, oh, just going out to brunch in your active wear,
yeah,
eh?
Yep.
Well, you could effectively just put some active wear on and sit on the couch going, just going for a workout.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Watching it.
Just doing some cardio. Just watching the Lyceum King.
Because it raises the heart rate.
Yeah. So 90 minutes of horror movie is 30 minutes of exercise, but most horror movies, like that's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Most horror movies go for anywhere up to two and a half, 3 hours even. Ooh. You're getting an hour workout watching a 3 hour horror movie.
This is not too bad.
The scientists who did this study, they also ranked the movies that were most effective, Jules.
Yep.
And it's not a surprise to see a Stephen King classic made the top of the list as most effective for getting the heart rate up.
Yep.
And that is Stephen King's The Shining. Have you ever seen that one?
No, just the Simpson references.
Oh, okay. So yep. All the best bits then.
Yep.
Creepy hotel, dad goes crazy, creepy twins,
yep.
Lots of blood in the stairway.
Red rom.
Yeah,
yep.
Scary stuff. Number two on the list, Jaws.
Ooh, yeah.
Another one that gets
it's
the heart
rate up. It's a terrifying one.
Yeah.
Anything with a shark in it.
Number three on the list, and this is one that terrified me as a kid. I was way too young to watch this movie, Jaws. The Exorcist.
Couldn't watch it.
Couldn't you?
No.
No, I don't blame you. It is a creepy movie. Especially because it's one of those ones that kind of has the premise of this is kind of a true story at the
yes,
start.
Yes, exactly.
That just adds to the scare factor.
I don't need
factor.
That in my life, man.
Other honourable mentions. So these ones also did a wonderful job of getting the heart rate up. Alien.
Yep.
Saw.
Yep.
A Nightmare on Elm Street. Paranormal Activity.
I've seen that. I've barely seen any of these scary movies because I'm not a huge scary movie person.
Yeah.
But I have seen Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, well, that one did it. The Blair Witch Project.
Yep.
That one did it again for me because of, like, the true story angle, although it was obviously made up nonsense, but I didn't know that when I watched it. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre all made the list.
Yeah, no thanks. You know another way I feel like you can lose weight, and I only know this because I've done the test.
Okay, what's that?
And it doesn't work for everybody.
Okay.
But to get the heart rate up, if you don't want to go do exercise, go to the dentist. I wore my heart rate monitor because I was going to the gym after a dentist appointment once.
Yeah.
And my heart rate was through the roof.
Wow.
Because I am so anxious at the dentist about how many fillings they're going to need to do or whatever.
Yeah.
That my heart rate is just jumping all over the place.
I'm the same, Jules.
So skip the horror movie. There's a horror movie going on in your dentist, and that'll get you.
It's two birds.
The heart rate.
It's two birds with one stone, isn't it? You're getting some dental work done, and you're getting a workout. I would add going to the doctor to that list. I find that a little bit nerve-wracking at times too.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.